A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mfanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic this Friday, October 15, 2021.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, political violence, and other issues.
First, though, let's take a look at the COVID-19 pandemic. The Ministry of Health in Zimbabwe reports that 7 people died of COVID-19 yesterday and 143 tested positive to the COVID-19 virus, which has claimed the lives of 4,640 people in the country since the pandemic started in March last year.
The ministry also reports that over 3.2 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and 2.5 million their second dose.
And the ministry also reports that there are currently 1,640 active cases of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe as we speak.
And the Zimbabwean government says it will sack all state employees who have not been vaccinated. Today was the last day for civil servants to be vaccinated against COVID-19.
And in other news, some people in Binga say they are struggling to survive due to poor harvest in the last agricultural season caused by floods.
And in politics, some MDC Alliance activists claim that they were beaten up and blocked from addressing meetings and rallies in Masvingo province by suspected ZANU-PF activists in the past few days when its president, Nelson Chamisa, was visiting the region. Endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo siyabona ke ukuthi namhlanje siyaqoqa lokhu lalokhu ukuqala sikhoqa ngakho iCOVID-19 kuhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi abantu abayi 7 babulwe iCOVID-19 izolo kodwa abayi 143 bahlolwe batholakala belo mkhuhlane lo siyakwazi ukuthi ke iCOVID-19 sibulele abantu abayi 4,640 kwele Zimbabwe kusukela ngombimbido onyakenye siyabona njalo uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luyabika ukuthi sokulabantu abedlula 3.2 million asebehlatshwe iJackson yakuqala kuthi asebehlatshwe iJackson yesibili by 2.5 million. Kuzobuya-ke kuyabika njalo uhlangothi lolu ukuthi-ke khona manje kunabantu abayi 1,640 abalalokhu kuthiwa yi-active COVID cases. Yes, yakuzwa njalo ukuthi uhulumende uthi-ke uza xotsha umsebenzi labo abangakajovi amajackson. Namhla bekuyilanga lokugcina lokuthi abantu bajove amajackson achiyeneyo. Okunye nje esiyakhuluma ngakho namhlanje ngokwenzakala eBinga siyadaba ukuthi-ke u-Ezra Chisa Spanda bekhona ngale-ke eBinga ikhuluma labantu ebabuzabuza ngokuthiyeneyo okunye abakhulume ngakho kakhulu indlala ukuthi indlala ibathole senzima njalo abanye bakhulume nge-COVID-19 so sabamba lokhu lokunye okuthiyeneyo okunye njalo esikukhangeleyo namhlanje ngokwezombusazwe kulabantu abathi heyi kunzima kakhulu kwele Zimbabwe ngoba sokukhanya zani sokulodlakela sibonile-ke umnumzana Nelson Chamisa we-MDC Alliance bevinjwa ngabacatshangelwa ukuthi balandele ZANU-PF ukuba angene endaweni ezijeneyo abe sekhuluma lo Zulu. So kunjalo-ke Marvelous lamhlanje.
Aye watinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk nhasi nemusiwechishanu October 15, 2021 apo tiri kuenderera mberi tichikurukura pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika panyaya yekubayiwa kwenhomba dzecovid-19 nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa isu kuti chirongwa ichi chamira sei uyezve kuti zvii zvimwe zviri kuitika munyika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika uyezve nekumaruwa uko tinoona kuti pasi rose rakange riri kurangarira iro zuva remadzimai rekumaruwa International Rural Women's Day munguva ichangobva kupfuura saka tichange tiri kutarisawo kuti madzimai ari kuzvibata sei mabasa avo ekumaruwa totarisa isu kuti panyaya yecovid-19 bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu 7 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda recovid-19 nezuro uyezve 143 vakawanikwa vachibatwa vane denda iri nezuro wakare asi tichitarisa kubva pakatanga denda iri muna March kusvika pari zvino vanhu vanosvika ivo 4,640 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 tozotarisa panyaya yekubayiwa kwenhomba munyika yezimbabwe inoti yabaya vanhu vanodaudzira 3.2 million panyaya iyoyi yekuti vanhu vabayiwe nhomba dzecovid-19 dzekutanga asi vanhu vakwanisa kuwanikwa vachibayiwa nhomba dzavo dzese vari pa 2.5 million vachibayiwa imwe nhomba yavo yechipiri. Tinoona kuti nyika inoti inofanira kunge iri kubaya vanhu 10 million kuti vasvike ivo pane yavanoti ivo herd immunity. Asi bazi riri kutaura zvakare kuti pari zvino vanhu vari kurarama nedenda recovid-19 vanosvika ivo 1640 pari zvino. Uyezve zuva ranhasi ndozuva rekupedzisira rekuti avo vanoshanda muhurumende yatingati yecivil service vange vabayiwa nhomba dzavo dzecovid-19 dzese dziri mbiri. Vachinzi ivo kana vasina kubayiwa nhomba idzi dzecovid-19 vanozowanikwa vasingakwanisi kudzoka kumabasa. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kutarisa. Tichitarisa zvakare nyaya yemhirizhonga yatiri kunzwa kuti yanga iri kuitika kunzvimbo yeMasvingo, uko vanoita zvematongerwo enyika veMBC Alliance vebato rinopikisa. Takaona isi mutungamiri wavo vaNelson Chamisa vachimiswa nevanonzi ivo inhengo dzeZANU PF kuti vasvike kunzvimbo iyoyi vaende kunotaura nevatsigiri vavo. Saka tichange tiine vanyarikani vachange vari pano vachitaurawo maonero avo ezviri kuitika munyaya idzi dzezvematongerwo enyika. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke kukhulunywa nguMarvelous. And then we had Jesus Banda in Pinga. You know, he was talking to different people. Let's hear some of the interviews that he conducted in Pinga.
Sobhuku banana.
Yeah.
Sobhuku banana ngosobhuku angaphela banana.
Ishanungu.
Ishanungu.
Yeah.
Mbona abantu bagcwele lapha kwenzakalani sobhuku?
Bayabhalisa lapho.
Yeah.
Bayabhalisa bafuna ukunikwa ukudla.
Bafuna ukukhulumela phezulu.
Bafuna ukunikwa ukudla.
Wobanikwa mbani?
Banikwa ngumhulumende.
Mhulumende.
Yeah.
So kuthi bona abantu labo bonke abalimanga lo nyaka.
Valimi izulu kalizanga liyenze kuhle. Kwaba la manzi amaningi. Akula kuhla kwaphumayo.
Wabulalisa ukudla. Baphiwani la?
Baphiwa impuphu. Baphiwa impuphu.
Impuphu. Lani?
Lendumba.
Lendumba. Ukuthi bayichebe. Bahola kangaki lapha ngenyanga?
Bahola once.
Ninyanga. Oluyidubohlala lalo esigabeni sakho lapha luyini?
Indlovu.
Ye, zenzayo.
Ziyangena emasimini. Lempisi zidla imbuzi.
Ah.
Lapha.
Lempisi?
Impisi zidla imbuzi.
Indlovu ziphelela?
Zikhona indlovu.
Ilokuzeni ke?
Izibani ziyake zifike.
Azibulali bantu?
Hayi, azibulali bantu. Ziyadla inkomo.
Zidla inkomo. Ilokwendwangu ke?
Ndwangu zadla imbuzi, inkukhu.
Ndwangu zadla imbuzi?
Yeah.
Le nkukhu?
Le nkukhu.
Indaba?
Ah, indlala kumbe asikwazi kweni, asuthi.
Kuzima la?
Zinenga kakhulu la.
I'm very excited that he actually spoke to those two ladies, especially because today is actually the United Nations International Day of Rural Women. So I'm glad that he had the opportunity to speak to some rural women. And this day, actually, is the United Nations worldwide. They celebrate and honor women and girls living in rural areas on this October 15th each year. And they recognize the huge role that rural mothers, daughters, and grandmothers play in producing food and building agricultural and rural development worldwide. And the theme for this year under the United Nations is Rural Women Cultivating Good Food for All. So I heard there the, you know, the woman who was speaking, I think the last one, was talking about what, you know, they are actually doing within their community. Apo tanga tiri kunzwa vamwe madzimai vari kubhinga vachitaura iwo mabasa avari kubata semadzimai munzvimbo iyoyi, madzimai echidiki. Asi izvi zvinoitika panguva iyo United Nations iri kuwanikwa iyo ichiongorora zuva remadzimai vekumaruva muzuva ranhasi October 15. Saka zuva iri vanorita kuti vawanikwe ivo vachirangarira mabasa ari kuitwa nemadzimai, vanasikana, vanagogo mukuedza kurima chikafu uye nezvimwewo zvavanoita mukuedza kuti mhuri dzirarame. Saka dingindira regore rino rinoti iro Rural Women Cultivating Good Food for All, zvichireva kuti madzimai vachirima ivo chikafu chemunhu wese. Over to you, Gibbs.
Yes, Marvelous. And as you are saying that, it seems as if these two women were saying this year they will try their best to actually cultivate various crops, you know. So they are happy that they are trying to make a living, you know, and they're trying to help their families. So let's have another interview that Ezra Chisaspanda conducted with a lady who was also waiting for food in Pinga. There we go.
So we are taking There you are, marvelous. You know, Ezra was busy chatting to a lady there. Her name is Jesse Mwembe. She is in Sianongu, in Kariango area. So she's saying that she weaves some baskets and all those kind of things. And she sells locally through butter trade or even cash, you know. She does what she's doing because she's trying to raise a family. Because, you know, these families are mostly dependent on subsistence agriculture. So without this kind of thing that they're doing, they cannot survive. So they end up getting assistance from the government because of the climate in where they are. It's not even the climate. I mean, the environment where they are is not good enough for agriculture. So it's sort of like very dry. It's in a valley area, you know, where it's really, really hard to plant any crops. So that's the scheme of things there.
Apo tukunzwa kubva kune mumwe mudzimai ari kubhinga zvakare vachitaura ivo pamusoro pe mabhasikiti avari kuti ivo vari kuruka uyezve vanotengesa kuti vawane mari yekuraramisa mhuri sezvo munzvimbo yavari musinganyanyiwo zvowana gohwo rakanaka sekutaura kwatiri kuita kuti pasi rose pari zvino muzuva ranhasi vari kuwanikwa ivo vachirangarira zuva remadzimai ari kumaruva saka tinofara kuti tanzwawo mamwe madzimai vari kutaurawo zvavari kubata vachiti ivo vari kuita izvi zvekuruka mabhasikiti kuitira kuti vachengete mhuri dzavo.
And we've got a lady, you know, she's a senior citizen who is actually in Pinga, and she's got this calabashish kind of thing, you know, which she uses for smoking here, you know. There's something that there are things that they smoke there. It's not only marijuana. You know, they put in some sorghum and other stuff, you know. So she enjoys doing it, and
Ezra had a very good interview with her. Let's listen just a bit of what they were doing. And she was saying that she was hungry, so she couldn't pull a lot of that stuff from the calabash. So I think you know it's called Nombonda, this kind of a system. So let's hear a little bit of the interview there. You can see marvelous, you know, Ezra at field day there with this senior citizen. You know, she was showing him how to smoke that thing, that pipe. It's called Ndombonda, Ndombondo, something like that. So she didn't pull a lot because she said she was hungry. But at the end of the day, it's some kind of great innovation, you know, that kind of a thing. You rarely find it in most parts of this world, you know, it's in Pinga and other areas. So the technique is to have some bit of water inside that calabash. And then on top, we've got this thing that looks like a chimney where you put your cigarettes and whatever you want to smoke. And then it goes via all the smoke goes via this calabash where there's a bit of water. So they're saying that water is designed to dilute the smoke so that you don't die, you know, so that it doesn't affect you much. So, good job, marvelous.
I want to see Panapa Parakunati that you're going to go to Varkubinga, Varkuputa Ivo, Fojka Yavo, Yavakuroti, those who put for Pavari Coco. As a Gavanzi name to Rudwe Nawunya, so don't Zaika Paniki Penu Pafojka Penya Pogatin names are Sakai Wavanga Varkunati was Shawa, I saw Ivo put Ishin Dosh Nitwa, a Kumshakwavo. Vamwe madzimai chizvinhu zvavanotogara vachiita vanenge vari kuputa fodya dzavo asi munoiswa zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana imomo saka ndonhasi aiwa tambotsvega tigokuuyigirewo zviri kuitika kune dzimwe nzvimbo saka mawana mukana wokunyatsoona zviri kuitika kuBinga tinoziva kuti vazhinji vanoziva Binga kuti kune vanhu vanenge vachiwanikwa ivo vachiputa zvakasiyana siyana uyezve hanzi there is an Arab version called Shisha. Same concept. Kune vemazwa anoii shisha yekuBinga yari kuputwa naGogo. Pabva papinda Tembikile Dube wechidiki ari kutaura iyoyo kuti inenge shisha. Shisha ndoyatakuona iri kuwanikwa iyo ichibuda padande mutande kazhinji. Vamwe vakuwanikwa vaine shisha yekudzimba dzavo asi apa Gogo vane shishawo yavo yekuBinga yavari kutowanikwa vachipfumbura utsi. Vachiti ivo vanogona kupfumbura hwakawanda asi muzuva ranhasi havana kuzonyanya kupfumbura nekuti vari kuti vane nzara saka nhasi tiri kufara chaizvo nokuti izuva zvakare remadzimai ekumaruva saka po tiri kuona zviri kuitwa nemadzimai ekuBinga pane mainnovation kana kuti pane zvimwe zvinhu zvavanogadzira zvinenge zvisingatozivikanwe nepasi rose asi tiri kuona apa vari kubuda vachitaura ivo vachinyatso wanikwa vachitsanangudza kuti zvinofamba sei taona mumwe murume anga ari padhuze neipapo vachitsanangudza kuti utsi uyu unozopfumbuka sei saka tingaitenderere mberi tichinzwa zviri kuitika ikoko kuBinga.
Yes, we've got another person who talked to Ezra Chisaspanda in Binga. Let's hear this lady who Ezra found in Sianungu, where she was also looking for food. You know, food is a basic necessity in all societies.
Wow. Okay, usala ngapi la?
Shani.
Shani.
Okay, mntana wakho lo. Ungapapa umntwana. Kwenza ukulaya. Okay, uyaseza ukulaya. Eh, ucine kausulimi leni wena. Wena ndawu zwala ngana ngosodonga, uhlala lapha ePinga.
Lindebele.
Lindebele. Wo wendela lapha ePinga. Kunjani emendweni?
Alright.
Okay. Wenzani wena?
Ngihlale.
Kuphela. Ugcina umbani?
Ugcina umamazala.
Umamazala. Oh, lo babazala. Iwa kugcinile. Bayakuthanda. Bakwamukela ungasodonga.
Eh.
Eh. Okay, ula bantwana bangaki?
2.
Yebo, uje mina ngingawu bantwana 2.
25.
Okay. Wakubona ngamntonga lo.
Sana ngale kwasofana.
Ungablapha.
Ngithi ayihlala kwasofana.
Elo kwelo. Oh, wasukubisa la. Ah. No uhlela mama, lapho uzowenzani lapha bukuyaholo?
Eh, ufuna ukuhola.
Ufuna ukuhola?
Sizokuthi kwaqhonisa.
Eh. Sophalisile.
Ngisophalisile.
Ukulima uqalisa nini? Xoxela ngendawo le phela siyazi, andifuna ukuzwa ngawo.
Ngiqesa ngoNovember.
Eh, ngiqesa ngoNovember ukulima. Uzakwazi ukulima?
Ngizababazi.
Eh?
Ngizababazi.
Uzabakwazi ukulima? Kodwa ulima kini ngale leso kwalo?
Ngani.
Abakwazi ukugwala ucelini?
Ngicela last year.
Othe last year. Eh, kanjani amadonga labo kuloya? Abaloyi.
Abaloyi.
Ngamanga lo balo.
Abaloyi.
Hani zothokule mpisi.
Emphisi zikona.
Uyawuyibona?
Nangase ngiyibona.
Uyesaba. Eh. Okay, ufuna uthini umngakho njalo ngikho ekhaya lapha kuJesus elomnyaka wonke engakubonanga uthini kuyi? Wakushisa ubelethile.
Eh, manje akwenzeleke.
Uthini kuyi umngakho?
Ngicela sifonelana kuphela.
Ngitshele nesitonga ngibusa sasa.
Ngisazange.
Ngitshele umbingelele phela.
Yebo isizuzana ubika bothina.
Oh, ungakho. No, siyabonga mama.
Yeah, marvelous. That's a lady speaking there to Ezra Jesus Banda, you know, in Pinga. So she's talking about, you know, life in Pinga, and she's saying, you know, the thing is, the husband is working in Bulawayo, and she is in Pinga with a kid. So she says, you know, at the end of the day, she does a lot to make sure that the family survives. So I think there's somebody in the background that you are not seeing here who's talking, but I'll test that. So now that's the issue. So she says she's going to be, you know, engaged in agriculture as usual and believes that she can do a lot for the family, even if the husband is in Blawai.
Very interesting indeed. And I think, you know, it's good to see women coming up and actually vocalizing the kind of work that they're doing in the rural communities. Like I said earlier on, today is actually International Rural Women's Day. It's celebrated by the United Nations UN Women. And they are literally just saying, you know, women are the biggest providers of food, especially from the rural areas. So it's interesting. Vanga vayenda kuno wanuko vachichaga chekujika chikafu chavanotimu nzvimbo iyoyi chakati shomekei. Izvi zvinouya panguva iyo sangano reUnited Nations women riri kuwanikwa iro richirangarira zuva remadzimai vanogara kumaruwa. Vachitaura iro kuti madzimai ekumaruwa ndo vari kuwanikwa vachikwanisa kunge vachirima zvakawanda zvinoita kuti vanhu vakwanisewo kunge vachirarama panguva ino.
Yebo ke izulukadaba kunjalo ke linzwile lapho mama ekhuluma ekhona ngale Pinga isithi umkakhe ukhona ngale ke kwele kobulawayo. Kodwa yena uhlala ekhaya sibi lapha ngani uthi usebenzela khona imuli. Uyayizamela imuli yakhe. So singazi ukuthi kuhamba njani kodwa ke impilo yangkhona kulabo mama abahlala emakhaya kusukusuka labo baba abahlala emadolobheni. So now, shifting gears, marvelous, let's go into politics, in which we are going to talk about what is going on in Zimbabwe right now. where we know that there have been some incidents of political violence against the MTC alliance. So according to what we are seeing on the ground, the MTC alliance was trying to hold some meetings and rallies in Masvingo province, but there are some people suspected to be ZANU-PF activists who are actually blocking them. And according to Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, this is a very bad indicator what is going to happen in 2023. So according to Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, you know, what they are witnessing in Masvingo points to a bloody election in 2023. So in a tweet, the coalition said, I quote, "We are reminded that ZANU-PF has not reformed and continues to cling to power through violence and abuse of state security institutions. The unholy alliance between ZANU-PF and Zimbabwe police is an issue of major concern, where still the Herald, ZBC and Sunday Mail continue to be used as propaganda tools to downplay ZANU-PF's atrocities," end quote. Yes, yakubona civil coalition, a crisis coalition. Yakuluma lapha, ithi konoko kwenzakalayo, kungani, asonto enhle, ngoba ukhanya ngazani ke ukhetho luza kwenziwa ngo-2023 lulakho ukuthi kube lodlakela. Ye, kunjalo mavela, singena khona.
Muzuva ranhasi takuenderera mberi tambobva kumaruva uko sekutaura kwataita nhasi madzimai vari kuwanikwa ivo vachirangarirwa pasi peRural Women's Day. Tombopinda munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika apo tiri kuona kuti iro vhiki rino ratanga iro riine mhirizhonga iri kunzi yakaitika iyo kumasvingo, uko tiri kunzwa kuti mutungamiri webato reMBC Alliance vaNelson Chamisa vakamiswa kuti vapinde kunzvimbo yedzimwe dzekumasvingo kwavanga vari kuda kunotaura nevatsigiri vavo nevamwe vari kunzi ivo vatsigiri veZANU-PF. Taona zvakare sangano reCrisis Coalition of Zimbabwe richitaura kuti zviri kuitika izvi padandemutande reTwitter zvinoreva kuti zvinogona kuzokanganisa kuti munyika muve nerunyararo pachazosvika election kana kuti sarudzo dza2023. Saka vari kutaura ivo kuti kana zvatanga vanhu vasati vatombotanga kana kuedza kutsvaga rutsununguko rutsigiro, zvinoratidza izvo kuti sarudzo dzemuna 2023 dzinozogona kunge dzakatarisana nemhirizhonga.
Yes, now we're joined by two guests, and that is Mr. Sikumbuzo Mlalazi, who is an independent social and political commentator, and Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini, another independent social and political commentator. Welcome to the program. Let's start with you, Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini. So, good evening and welcome to the program. Mr. Ntini, can you open your button? Can you unmute?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Duve. Hello, Dr. Marvelous. How are you, Sikumbuzo Mlalazi?
So I hope everyone is fine. So the first question is, there are these incidences of political violence. What's your take on that?
I think, you know, we talked about this, I think, on Wednesday, even though some of the ZANU-PF guests came in and claimed it wasn't ZANU doing what was happening on the ground. But I think now it is clear, it's been confirmed by the likes of Chinamasa, that yes, these are ZANU-PF people, even though they claim these are people that just don't like MTCA. But it is obvious that these are people that are bused from different parts of the country, and these are people that are paid. It is sad to see that happening. You know, I really don't know what to say, why we continue walking through this path. I mean, you know, in Africa, I think we saw that happening in Uganda. We saw that happening in Zambia, where the opposition wasn't allowed to freely move around. But I don't think that would deter people from voting for their favorite candidate. If anything, I think they are giving the opposition you know, free space in advertising, getting sympathy from many organizations around the world, getting sympathy from people. When you look at right now, there is this GoFundMe initiative to buy Chamisa a bulletproof car. You know, people have donated. We have donated because we have sympathy, you know, towards, you know, this particular individual who's been targeted. If it was another party, whether it was EFF or MRP, chances are would have done the same thing. So I think this is very counterproductive for ZANU-PF. They are pretty much shooting themselves on their feet by doing what they are doing.
Yes, Talufa, I can to Konokova.
You seem to just in short, always like I go to see Lugubona, the opposition, as you want to be main opposition as Babu Eko Kelong Chamisa, Izimbe, or Uti Handelapo, Melia Kona, Yevo, Abakulumes, and Abanengwa, Willy Lapa, but I saw Joyce and Lay Gotua. You know, Sassy Confemile, through Uchinamasa, Uchilo, which I know, Lava, you want to abang afu no Chinese, abang afu MTC alliance as governors tease. Kulu sizi ubona ngo 2021 abantu bebeva kanjalo and ukuthi ungabheka abantu bakhona abantu abazidubekelayo ngabantu abahayiweyo abantu abalala belendlala. So angikwazi ukuthi singakuthini but iqiniso ukuthi lokho abakwenzayo kuyaloloza kuyashaphena i-opposition njalo the candidate opposition ngoba bathola uzwelo ebantwini. Kunje kunje abantu sebekhankasa ukuthi bethengele uChamisa imota ele-bulletproof. So lokhu kuyajengisela ukuthi any opposition engathiwa yathakhwa izano abantu bazasympathize layo. Kungakwenza ukuthi kube yi-EFF kumbe kube yi-MRP kumbe enye opposition party ndobe izaphu abantu sizayikhangela sibazwele sibadonethele lokhu abawudingayo.
Sicela uvale ipatani yakho leyo sizama ukuthi silede uma vela simhlanganya uye esizwe ukuthi yena ngathini ngakhonokho esixoxa ngakho lamhlanje khonapha-ke eWashington. Marvelous, go ahead.
Aha, apo tangatiri kunzwa vanthini vari kutaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pemhirizhonga yatiri kuona iri kuitika iyo kunzvimbo yemasvingo vachitaura kuti vakambenge vari pachirongwa nemusi wechitatu vakanzwa ivo mapato anga ari kutaura pamusoro pezvemhirizhonga iyi vakati havana kunyatsofara nezvakataurwa nezanupf vamba vakamirira zanupf sezvo vachinamasa vakazobudawo vachitaura kuti vatsigiri ava vatsigiri vezanupf vataura zvakare kuti izvi zviri kuitika zvinogona kuzoita kuti sarudzo dza2023 dzisaitike murunyararo uyezve hazvifaniri kunge zvichiita kudai nekuti masangano ekunze anenge akatarisa zviri kuitika munyika haazokwanisa kunge achiona kunge munyika muri kuitwa zvinhu zviri kufamba zvakanaka pari zvino.
Yes, Mr. Mlalazi and Mr. Ntini, can you hold on there? We've got a video that we obtained from the MRP, that is Mthwakazi Republic Party. You know, it's concerning some people in Matabele North who were actually mingling with villagers. And then there were ZANU-PF and MRP supporters at a distribution point where food was being distributed to the needy. Let's listen to this. I know that Lalazi and Dini may not hear this. We'll explain after playing this video. We saw today some suspected ZANU-PF activists actually stoning MTC Alliance vehicles. So what is going on? You know, this violence is not something that is
new, Mr. Chuma. So is it ZANU-PF that is actually perpetrating this kind of violence? What is going on?
Gibbs, I would talk very strongly and authoritatively as well about the issue of violence. Violence is something that it should never be condoned, and violence should be something that nobody must ever look at it with any smile. We should always frown upon such acts of violence. And as the party ZANU-PF, of which I'm a member of, and also a senior member in that party, we have never sat down and condoned any acts of violence for whatever reason. It is something that we also frown upon. It's something that we also abhor, because you see, the thing about violence that people must understand is that when you start doing acts of violence, you are actually aggregating a very satanic and devilish act, which is not necessary at all. And this violence, you must remember that our political parties, be it ZANU-PF, MDC, or anything, we all got relatives all over those places. I've got relatives that are in MDC, I've got relatives that are in ZAPU, and I've got relatives that are in MRP. So why would I want to then unleash the terror of violence to any of the opposition parties? Yet I know that at the end of the day, it might then occur to my cousin, to my nephew, to my niece, to my uncle, to my grandmother or my grandfather, or whichever way you might want to look at it. So therefore, it is always going to be on point that we will never condone violence for whatever reason. We want things to be free and fair. We want whoever wins to win with a clean sheet without indulging in violence at all. So, as ZANU-PF, we do not condone violence. Whoever will have done violence, now with the help of technology, must always be recorded so that these people deal with the law as individuals. Because we are tired of people that want to hide behind the party's name, as ZANU-PF. We have heard people from MDC also being labeled violent people too. But I'm sure that Dr. Nkululeko and his party have never sat down and said that people must go out there and be violent. But in society, you always find such elements. It's very unfortunate, but it's something that we should never condone, and we must all speak out very loud and clearly and say that no to violence.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chuma. You can mute your button. Let's go to Mr. Busane Musontini. Musontini, I think you are an independent observer. And out of what Mr. Spanda said and what you heard right now from Mr. Chuma, what's your take on what these gentlemen are saying?
I think it's a tough situation. I think every person will come in and defend their own position or their own party. But the truth of the matter is, it is known that in Zimbabwe politics, there is a culture of violence. There is a culture of violence, especially from the ruling party, which is able to use all the different forms of violence. We talked about Gokuraundi. We talked about how the warheads did what they did. We talked about the border gaze. So it's hard to hear Ubabwamu Uchuma ngathi iZANU-PF kala violence. Yebo, yena Uchuma I know kala violence. But I think maningi ama-epo angalunganga kuphathi ebusayo. Lelo liqiniso. Yebo, la ku-opposition ngabe kulama-violence because abantu bazakhuluma ngokuntu okwenzakala ebuyera kumakhuphi kwathini. But nxa sikhangela sibili, ibandla eyolibusayo yilo kumele ukuthi kunje khathesi kulama-video atshengisayo ukuthi ngobani ade ejika manje amapholisa akumele udibanise buphi. Yebo, ibandla iZANU-PF libandla, kodwa asithi i-government ngokwayebusayo lamapholisa kawayi-ekthe phela ebophi laba bantu abenza into ezinje. I-violence asonto elungileyo kakhulu. Iqiniso nge-violence kokuba kuthuma kutsho ukuthi namhla kuyatshaywa mina, kusasa kuyatshaywa omunye umuntu. So i-violence mavele uyiqalise ifana lo mlilo, kunzima ukuthi i-discriminate ukuthi nizatshisa laphana nitshisa laphana. I-violence vele kayilunganga. Akumelanga kube khona lo muntu oyedwa okhontona othabela i-violence le siyibonayo.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. Baba Mlalazi, ubona njani konke lokhu? Kukhanya ngazane kulokhu kuphoselana lapho ukuthi ungabe kulibandla leli lenze lokhu
And according to this tweet from Nick Mangwana, it seems as if he's saying this thing is being stage managed because the assumption is that there is a special rapporteur who come who go to Zimbabwe, you know, to assess the impact of the targeted sanctions. So is this helpful in any way?
We say Tonya Mavedongo, meaning this nation of ours, we really need a solution. There must be a permanent solution to this, not just a superficial solution. Because really, everybody has been saying Zimbabweans are peaceful people, Zimbabweans are not violent. But then again, we are not genetically modified mentally to say, to think with the caliber of leadership or with the caliber of people that are talking, protecting their own image of their parties, I think we've got a problem as a nation. So, and the only solution that will come to Zimbabwe is when we sit down, political parties, when they sit down and know that the only thing that is important is Zimbabwe, not political parties.
Mm-hmm.
The day Ama Zimbabweans, we are going to forget about regalia, we're going around running Ama faces of Ama political party leaders on our chest. That's the day we're going to be celebrating the victory of bondage, violence, political violence. So, Mina, I do not say a singular event in the Ama single is something that can then we look at it as a good Zimbabwe is on fire now. Mina, we've got a lot to talk about. And people of Zimbabwe need a leader who is going to unify them. Whether you are coming as a political opposition, what is important is to know that not everybody or not every Zimbabwean can support your party. That's one thing that people should understand. As we are talking now, people might think, oh, if you talk good about your political party, you might then win our hearts. That's not the solution. We just peace is not the only solution for a country like Zimbabwe to move forward. Zimbabwe went to war, a fierce war. About four to bar about Zimbabwe said we are about to have my best party.
Mm-hmm.
We are the people who made it land the Amazon about that. I'm a founding fathers. You don't have to make peace with only your friends. The enemy, that's the only person that you can talk to and raise them and create peace. Because Master Siago election in 2023, and Abandon is heated up. It's not a city in my campaigns. What will happen? And who is going to win? Because after 2023, you come back again here, do it because your studio stays there. People will be crying. Mm. We don't need that. We need a peaceful solution to our problems, our political problems that's now in Zimbabwe. I do not see a clean political party in Zimbabwe currently. It is violent in every political party in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda, you can unmute your button and join us right now. So it seems, Dr. Sibanda, that you know, the government thinks that all this is happening because of the special rapporteur who is supposed to go to Zimbabwe, you know, in terms of assessing the impact of the targeted sanctions. So they're saying, you guys, this is a bit of drama, you know, like what Nick Mangwana is actually tweeting here. He's saying, quote, we are in the event of COP26. And the special rapporteur's engagement is about to happen. Do you know what else has started the dramas? You know, here is a tweet from a state official. So roughly, what do you think Nick Mangwana is saying here? Saying that you guys are dramatizing, you know?
Gibbs, you know what? I think that the problem we have, and the people of Zimbabwe know this, that there's something called the government of Zimbabwe. And then there's something called ZANU-PF. The government of Zimbabwe has the responsibility to keep the peace. That's why the government has manages the Zimbabwe Republic Police, manages our defense forces, and manages the prison services. Right? So The government must, as my brother is saying, as my brother Busani is saying, the government must immediately take all steps necessary to maintain the peace in society. And they can't maintain the peace in society. It means it is because they don't want to. I don't want to talk about Nick. I know Nick very well. Nick is on a daily basis attempting to overplease Mnangagwa by, in most instances, over-exaggerating things or overspinning things. The fact of the matter is that the ZRP could have and can and has the capacity to stall all forms of violence in this country. And when violence is not stalled in this country, it is because it is sanctioned by the government and sanctioned by ZANU-PF. For that reason, I don't think that we have a debate with Nick Mangwana-Busani.
I think your phone skipped a little bit. We can't hear you. I think something happened.
Actually, yeah, right.
All right,
we
go ahead.
We have a debate with Nick Mangwana. Nick Mangwana is playing a game and thinks that it's politics. This country is bigger. This country is bigger than Nick. This country is bigger than ZANU-PF. This country belongs to the people of Zimbabwe.
Yeah, your phone is skipping a little bit, Dr. Swanda. So can you mute your button? Yes. Yeah, your phone is skipping a little bit. I think you are moving just a bit. So before maybe you proceed there, let me bring in Mr. Joseph Chuma while you go back to where you started this conversation with us, Dr. Swanda. So, Mr. Chuma, I think we are hearing what Dr. Swanda is saying. So he's heaping all the blame on ZANU-PF. He says, you know, if ever there was any kind of fairness, police were going to arrest these people that were actually staging this protest. So quiet, Chuma.
Thank you very much, Gibbs. Can you hear me properly?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Right. Gibbs, actually, this narrative that has just come up now, including the tweet that you're quoting from the government spokesperson, Nick, is very interesting indeed. Do you know why I would say it's interesting? Just recently, we saw Chamisa moving around the country. He even came to Bulawayo this side and went as far as, I think, Matopo, where there was a troops unveiling of one of their members. And no any act of violence was meted against him. He went by his daily business. And, of course, maybe there might have been a bit of disruption here and there, I mean, with the police, but there was no violence at all. And then if you look at this trend, every time there's going to be an international event, whether there's UN meetings, whether there is a situation like this now, where we are having a rapporteur coming from the United Nations, such things then happen. You then really now start to question the genuineness of all these acts. Are they really genuine or they are state managed, really? So that we then all look so bad to whoever is coming to assess whatever they'll be coming for. So these are the kind of things that we really need to sit down and search ourselves and say, are we genuine when we do these kind of things? Or at times, are we just out there to paint that bad picture of Zimbabwe all the time? So that our story is then always authenticated and things are then always put into perspective to say that, no, Zimbabwe is a bad country. The government is not doing enough to curb such of violence against the opposition and stuff like that. And we also know that there's also this pending trip of the president going to Britain as well. So all these things, they now get to get you to think very hard and say, are these things really genuine, or we've got other people that want to come in and always make us look that bad? At all the times. Because when there are no events, I've not heard Chamisa complaining of any violence, upon himself or his group or his entourage.
But can somebody attack his own cars and attack all these people and you injure a lot of people? Is that possible, Mr. Chuma?
Very possible, my brother. Very possible. I've seen people, a woman who wanted to get his husband into trouble, who was actually beating herself to make sure that she vindicates the husband. These things can happen, definitely. They've been happening all over. We've seen them happen.
Thank you so much. Can you mute your pattern? Maybe Dr. Swanda can respond immediately. So, vali pattern yako vavuchumu. Dr. Swanda, mbona kuna manje, ukuthi bese kona, kuto kimbona zane kutungu lake, solumane lwa tropa kuti. Mr. Ntini, I think you are an observer, as I said. So, what's your take on what this gentleman said?
Vavuchuma, esuvumele, nepambilini,
Or maybe, let me do this, just one second.
Let's take Dr. Spanda to respond. Dr. Spanda, can you respond fast because your phone is falling off? Go ahead, Dr. Spanda. Can you hear me, Dr. Spanda? Can you unmute so that you join the show? Dr. Spanda, I think he's trying to unmute his button and the phone is dropping off. So, Mr. Mtini, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's ubaba uChuma Bensanda ukuthi hayi siyavumelana namhla manje usemdanisile futhi ngoba kunje kundanto sibona kulama-video kulama-pictures so amapholisa kabophi la abantu betho ukuthi bathunywe ngubani abantu esibabone lapha adube lama-flas ade beathwele bengama-fla lakho mamasashi ungathiwa igroup lanye ethwala and amalungizini akhona ama-flagers akhona afana lana abathwala abademonstrator e-embassy ye-USA lana so ukuthi i-MDCC yiyo esimanifestile konke lokhu yakhopha konke angilashure but iqiniso ukuthi iqiniso lingatholakala kwabotha laba abantu betho ukuthi bathunywe ngubani kodwa sizazamapholisa asoza babophe laba abantu so mina kunzima-ke mdinga understand kokhu nxa umuntu like ubuziwe ukuthi kulo muntu ongazitshayi yini kulo muntu ongazivulala yini angikuboni kulo muntu olengqondo ongakwenza khona lokho yebo ama-opposition laba elama-tactics abathiza abasebenzisayo to draw your attention kodwa lokhu iqiniso ukuthi amapholisa akabophi laba abantu bazakutsho ukuthi bathunywe ngobani ngoba abantu abakuma-videos angikwazi umbe bebengakwazi bathatha ama-video kumbe izithutha kumbe ngabantu abasidakuleyo anashure but ikezokula ama-video amapholisa kababophe betho ukuthi bathunywe ngubani kungantu abathunywe i-MDC then i-MDC izaba lohlupho
ye so ngicela ufake ngasikhiwa nje briefly Mr. Mtini
no I think briefly what I was saying is that there's evidence out there there are videos there are you know pictures you know just judging from the crowd these people that are committing this violence, they appear to be carrying the same cards that people are carrying, you know, demonstrating in front of the U.S. embassy in Harare. They were all calling for sanctions to go. So I'm trying to wrap my head around that, you know, how can an opposition party do that to it, you know, on its own? To me, I think at the end of the day, let the police act. If the police the police are independent and they know who these people were, let those people answer as to who actually sent them. I think we can, you know, debate about who sent them. Is it MDC? Is it ZANU? Are they standing on their own? Is it another third party, a fourth party? We don't know. But the only answer we can get is from these people being arrested and have them say exactly who sent them.
Yeah, we hope that Dr. Nkululeko Spanda is going to join us right now. He was in, but all of a sudden he has dropped out. So let me try to get him. So he says he's trying, but the phone is dropping off. So can you try again, Dr. Spanda, so that you can respond to what Mr. Chuma is actually saying and others. So, Babuskubuzo Mlalazi, what's the way forward here?
The way forward, because over most Bangalaba, Smatur and our Funyel of Obama presidential candidate, as well as Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe, Vedema Tebeleland. You must, by way forward, even a balance in Jarizan like it. We have been political parties, the final, but basically, our options, which Ma of Elem Kubulio is willing, he will never be president. Ama parties won't get a lot after that's what the tendency in Jar. So, Mina. Let's solve that. And then if violence is born a mass single, both parties, whether the party they are angry to each other and they are enemies. So, it's embarrassing and it's embarrassing, but
it goes back to say, Ungama leaders is now political leaders, they are not for the interest of the people. Because if there is any party, then I have found evidence with our supporters are I leo party, whether the Bible, regalia, or whatever it is, Belwe, in the name of that party, it's shameful. Ankuranguti, une party, Afunama, Yoma elections, Gandhi, Bonagala is engaged in violence. And then thinking, good one in Zimbabwe, I vote, I think it's a mistake. And I don't think Emma would win a leader is a miscalculated mistake of which to me, Niti. Ngokubona kwami mina njengoba ngifuna ukubona ukuthi ngavotela abantu ngo-2023 awukacaci ukuthi kukhona i-solution engaba khona ezweni lakhe ithi zolokhu sikhala nje after 2023.
Thank you.
So amaleaders esinawo la abakhulumela ama-parties here, I think to them angazi uma balala kanjani kuthonga emizini yabo, but really, but how do you feel abantu beZimbabwe behlupheka, abantu beZimbabwe be united, izwe leli leZimbabwe lalwela ngabantwana. Imagine abafowethu babesuka ekhosa uZambezi bemuntu woke to Victoria Falls all the way to Bedbridge, efuna ukuthi abantu bamnyama bakhululeke sibe ne-United Zimbabwe. These guys, they fought for Zimbabwe, they never fought for a political party. So mina bengithi nje ama-leaders ethu, they must unite, bayehlale khona le Harare bakhulumisane, njengoba bonke bengama-leaders eHarare bakhulumisane for our country to move forward.
Thank you very much, and mute your button. So let's go to Mr. Chuma, because Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, I think, has got some challenges in coming back. The same with Mr. Thokozo Msipho. So in wrapping up, Lapa, Babu Chuma, in Shona, what can you say about what we've been talking about today? Briefly.
All right, before I go to Shona, let me come out again and say that, like I said, we always condemn violence in whatever form it wants to rear its head on. Violence is not good, violence is toxic, and violence should never ever be permitted. And no sane party, including our party, would ever advocate and allow violence to be perpetrated upon our fellow citizens of Zimbabwe. Asi kana kusina nyaya iyi, tinogara tichionawo vakuru vacho vemabato anopikisa vechifamba muno muZimbabwe kusina kana mhirizhonga. Vashamisa vakauya muno muBulawayo vakatoenda kumatopo kwesoku vakaenda kupi vechiita zvinhu zvavo, hakuna kumbooneka kana rimezuva kuti vamboita violence muno munyika yeZimbabwe ichiitirwa ivo vanashamisa kana kuti vanhu vavo vangashamba navo. Asi kwakuya chirongwa chiripo ichi chekuti kune vaedzi vari kuuya takuona zvaiziya kutanga kuitika, unotanga kuzvibvunza kuti ko violence iyi ndeyemazvo here kana ti violence yabikwa. Ndo zvinokuuya pafungwa dzemunhu anofunga independent, noti kuti tiri kuramba kuti violence inoitika, inoitika, asi hatiide, tinoishora zvikuru, and hatide kuti imboitika, nekuti sezvandataura pakutanga, violence inoitika pane munhu wese wese.
So much. We end on that.
Thank you very much.
We end on that high note. We wish to thank Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda of the MTC Alliance, Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU PF, Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi and Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini, the independent commentators, and Mr. Nthokozo Msipho of Tyson Wabantu. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe. We'll see you next time. Bye bye.